Hello, Alan.
Oh, my God. I got you.
Finally. And I'm in a room that apparently echoes.
Oh, no.
I'll talk softly.
Okay.
You can just turn me up.
Well, we're talking about some highly sensitive issues, a la the veto process.
That's right. Well, I'll say a friend of mine is having her will done, and she wanted to use my attorney, my friend, my lawyer, who lives in Somerset. We've been friends for 30 years. So, you know, fine, let's drive down to Somerset. But they're in a building that's downtown, and this building is loud. I went in one of the law offices. I could still hear the street and people talking. And his secretary brought me downstairs to the insurance company conference room. You know, I'm in front of a brick wall. So I don't know how I sound to you, but
it's not bad. Honestly, okay. It's really not bad.
Okay, good. Well, I'll try not to pop my peas or anything like that in front of this brick.
Okay.
So we left it kind of broad this week. So what I did is I've looked at the veto stuff. So he's vetoed three pieces of legislation.
Yes.
He has the road plan, which might be of interest to Fayette County. There's $37 million worth of projects in there.
Okay.
Fed and state. And I've pulled out a couple, like $1 million for the South Elkhorn Bike Trail, some things like that I pulled out. And that can be maybe at the end, maybe do the road plan last.
Okay.
And talk about what he has. It's up to you, but this is what I looked up and what seemed interesting to me. But so he does have line item veto power on the budget bill, and there's no word yet what he's planning with that. He has vetoed three bills so far. One was a pension bill that he vetoed yesterday.
Do you think that signifies what he might do with the pension bill itself, or is it completely separate?
I don't know.
Okay. I won't ask that then.
Because I haven't had a chance to call his office. Sometimes I try to call and see if I can get a feel for things before I talk to you, but today's just been
crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we go over the three that he has vetoed, or jump right to the big ones that are still yet to be decided as of Friday when we are talking? What do you think?
Either way, I mean, the transition would be pretty easy. We could do the three he hasn't decided. However, he has decided on three.
Okay.
And then one that's still in the air is the road plan, which he has but hasn't done anything with yet. And that road plan has $37 million for Fayette to bop it up and up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's say, okay, here's how I wrote out the introduction. You can tell me if you like this or not, okay?
Okay.
We are in the midst of the veto period, that time when the governor looks over bills passed by the General Assembly and decides to either sign them, veto them, or let them become law without his signature. We're recording this conversation on Friday, and as of today, Governor Bevin has vetoed three bills and is yet to decide on the fate of the pension overhaul, the tax overhaul, as well as the state budget and others. Joining me to talk about where we go from here, maybe, or something. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay.
If you want to wait just a second, I can look up.
Okay.
And see how many bills how many he has.
Yeah, how many are on his desk, right? Okay.
Yeah. Let me see where that is.
Is that with the LRC or the governor's office, maybe?
It is. It's okay. LRC, but I always have to remember where it is.
Okay.
There it is passed. Passed both houses. Oh, well, at this point, we only have one resolution that's passed both houses. Okay. Yeah, I don't have – there's a lot, so I don't really want to count those yet.
Okay.
Right now. Signed by the governor. Okay, so became law without the governor's signature. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight already? Okay. He hasn't even signed
it. But he became law without his signature.
Wow. Okay.
And then he has signed So 27 that he already signed, 8 laws without SIGs, and 4, 3 vetoes.
I don't think a lot of people know that, that all of those are already been adjudicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's actually what I just told you, the 27, it's wrong because those were just the Senate bills. I wish LRC believed in Excel spreadsheets.
Nah.
So I'm going to say probably 36. I'm going to say close to 100. I think I'm in safe territory there.
Wow. Well, of course, when you consider, how many bills actually are talked about, and these are the ones that have just made it through both chambers, you know, so.
Right.
You know.
Right. I'm going to say close to 80. I just counted two lines there. That's at least 50 plus the 24 and then 11 more. So I'm safe with close to 100.
Okay.
Plus, that's easier for radio, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. We want to keep it as simple as possible.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, what do you say we give it the old college try?
Let's go for it, Alan. You guys getting settled into your studio pretty well?
Yeah. We actually got this thing working, and you know, some things. You know, everything's a little bit better each and every day, and that's the only thing we can hope for, right? Because we're very much a work in progress. I mean, there are whole studios that haven't even been implemented yet, haven't even been installed.
Wow.
So it's very clear that they rushed the timetable, probably because the provost wanted us out of there, and we had a pledge drive that we had to get on with. So, you know.
Right.
It was like a perfect storm.
Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, just everything crowded in together. And then the weather hasn't helped either as far as just move-in or new construction or anything like that.
No.
You know, it just kind of adds to it.
Yep. That's it.
Wow. Well, like you said, one step at a time. So.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Right. I will give you a countdown in 3, 2, and 1. Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for this week's Capital Chat with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, we are in the midst of the veto period, and that's the time when the governor looks over bills passed by the General Assembly and decides to either sign them, veto them, or let them become law without his signature. And as of the recording, and we are recording this conversation on Friday, and as of that day, Governor Bevin has vetoed what we believe are three bills and is yet to decide on the fate of the pension overhaul, the tax overhaul, and a whole bunch of others. So that's where we start.
That's right. So it's the governor's turn now. The legislature has had their chance, and the legislature still gets to come back in a couple weeks to override vetoes if they want. But right now it's the governor's time to look over bills, see what he likes, what he doesn't like. He does still have the budget bill, the pension bill, and the tax reform bill that they're on his desk. And we're hearing that he's not too happy with some of the elements of that. And within the budget bill, too, he does have line item veto power. So he can strike specific lines out of the budget that he doesn't like. So that's one option that he has at his disposal at this point. But so far, there's been a lot of activity in Frankfurt, of course. He has signed close to 100 bills as of Friday, and eight bills became law without his signature. So there's that process in our Constitution. And then he has vetoed three bills. One was Senate Bill 7, which would have created a Kentucky rare One of them was Senate Bill 7, and that bill would have created the Kentucky Rare Disease Advisory Council. And that had an appropriations request in it, which may have done it in this tight fiscal climate. But so that one didn't make it. House Bill 148 was vetoed as well, and that would have required medication that was left. That one would have required medication to be turned over to hospices for disposal when the hospice patient died. And then yesterday, Governor Bevin vetoed House Bill 362, and that one started as a bill that would allow high school kids to take the Armed Services vocational test, you know, to see about getting in the military. It was turned into a pension bill, though, Alan, and it would have allowed universities, community colleges, some health departments, and other nonprofits to leave the Kentucky employees retirement system. And so that one was vetoed as well.
And now now all eyes go toward the pension bill, the tax overhaul, the state budget, and as you mentioned before, the road fund.
That's right. The road plan is still out there, too. And the governor's had that bill for a few days and hasn't made any moves on it yet. That sounded weird. Making moves on the old.
Is it going to buy a drink first? I hope.
Wink. Yeah, really.
Probably the less we say about the other ones, you know, because everyone knows about those anyway. So, yeah, I like the road fund. We'll go right to that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, Alan. The governor has on his desk the biennial road plan, which is the 2018-2020 road plan. And in that plan is a projected $37 million for Fayette County. And some of the projects include an appropriation for running the Valley View Ferry, widening Newtown Pike between New Circle Road and I-75. That project is ongoing. There's $1 million in there for the South Elkhorn Bike Trail and money to widen Clay's Mill Road further out. So there's a lot of stuff in there, as you can imagine. $37 million will cover a lot of asphalt and infrastructure. So that's where we stand on the road plan.
And so he has basically another week to decide the fate of these bills, and then the General Assembly has two more legislative days in order to override some of these vetoes?
That's right, Alan. The lawmakers come back on the Thursday the 12th and Friday the 13th, and they can override any of the governor's vetoes at that point.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today's Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear our entire conversation at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.